From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Michelle Kellerman. Our summer reading series continues this week with champion fencer Iris Zimmerman. Zimmerman represented the United States at the 2000 Olympics in Sydney and hopes to go to Athens in 2004. This past week in Austin, Texas, at the Summer National Championships, she won first place in Division I women's foil. Zimmerman says she likes the mental challenge of fencing.
A lot of people say that it's like physical chess, and I totally agree with that, and I like that sort of combative one-on-one atmosphere.
Zimmerman took off this past year from Stanford University, where she studies political science. She's been living in New York, training to qualify for the Olympics. Zimmerman and her fellow fencers have formed a book club.
We call it Jed's Book Corner, because this one fencer, his name is Jed, and he belongs to a couple different book clubs in New York, and he decided that this would be a good idea for us to get together and get to know each other better, and also to just have something else besides the pressure of fencing and training for the Olympic Games.
The first book on the reading list for Jed's Book Corner is the novel House of Leaves, a complex cerebral thriller by Mark Danielewski.
It has to be one of the better and also one of the strangest books I've ever read, because there's some pages where there's a couple sentences, there's pages where the sentences go in circles, and you know, you have to decode some messages. I mean, it's probably the most odd book, but the most thrilling book that I've ever read.
Zimmerman says her long subway rides to fencing practice have given her the chance to do a lot of reading in New York. This summer, she hopes to read A Bed for the Night, Humanitarianism in Crisis by David Reif, and Guns, Germs, and Steel, The Fates of Human Societies by Jared Diamond. She's recently enjoyed In the Time of Butterflies, a novel by Julia Alvarez set in the Dominican Republic. Zimmerman was struck by a section of the book that illustrates the initial appeal to some of Fidel Castro's revolution in Cuba.
It was just interesting because I just got back from Cuba, and just to see the sight of what Cuba's like now after so many years after the revolution, it's just sad to see. And it was just interesting to see what the perspective was back then from other Latin American countries.
Iris Zimmerman plans to return to Cuba in October for the World Fencing Championships. To learn more about the summer reading series, please visit our website at npr.org.